You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Anna Loughlin is on the line now. She's a Barefield native, a journalist, and she's just published a book described as a powerful, moving story of family resilience and compassion and how women support each other through the most difficult times. It's her fourth book. It's called My Mother's Daughter. Anna Loughlin, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Gavin. It's nice to be on Clare FM.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much for joining us. And this is going down well, you were just telling me, and congratulations on that, first of all.
Yes, thanks so much. My Mother's Daughter has been 3 weeks in the Irish bestsellers list. It's published by Orion Books. It's my fourth book, and I think my readers who have read my other three books will like this one as well. It's the inspiration for it is a case in France where two babies were swapped at birth. And in My Mother's Daughter, we follow the journeys of the daughters and the women as they try to come to terms with the tragedy of their past.
Okay, and I know that, and I mentioned that you're working as a journalist and you'll be coming across a number of cases. It must be both good and a double-edged sword, I was going to say, in terms of drawing inspiration from real life. You want to make a story your own. You don't want to be lifting ideas from the real world and maybe some of the controversy that can come with that, I would presume.
Well, I suppose I call it inspiration rather than lifting ideas.
But, you know what I mean, yes.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. But I actually feel that my work as a journalist, I worked on the High Court with the Irish Examiner newspaper, that informs my fiction. And I suppose as well, too, that as a journalist, you're very much working to a deadline. You're working, you've only maybe so many words, 500,000 words to write. Whereas as a novelist, you can linger, you can look at the emotions, you can stay with the story for much longer than you can as a journalist. Mm. And I think that's what I really like. Like in My Mother's Daughter, the inspiration was a case in France. But as a novelist, I can decide to follow the journeys of the two mothers and how to come to terms. I mean, what would you actually do if the child you had raised for 10 years, the child you created, named and raised, you were suddenly told, that's not your daughter. Your daughter is somewhere else. I mean, it's something I don't think any of us would be able to handle that.
Yeah.
And one would hope we wouldn't have to.
It must be difficult to switch from court reporting to fiction, in terms of writing style, in terms of your thought processes. As a journalist myself, I'd find it very hard.
Yes, they say you sort of have to write the journalism out of you to actually sit down at the desk. And I suppose you can be a bit more flowery in your descriptions and the whole lot. But that to me is the important thing, is being able to linger and look at the emotions and be able to stay with a story. And of course, as a novelist, then you can move the story the way you want it to move. You can get the ending you want. You don't always get that in journalism.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very fair point. This, as I said in my introduction as well, is your fourth book. So you're no stranger to readers, your books are no stranger to bookshelves. Are you enjoying the creative side of your writing career?
Yes, I'm loving it, and I suppose because it is my fourth book now, I'm having to find time. I have to get up at 5 in the morning because I have the day job as well, and I work for about 2 hours in the morning, and then I go off and I do the day job. And I love the creativity. I love sitting down, deciding, let's go with this. Can we get a novel of this, and moving along with it? I was very lucky with my debut novel, The Ballroom Cafe.
Yes, yeah.
That was a worldwide Kindle bestseller. And I suppose I've been a little bit lucky ever since. And I think in writing you need luck as much as anything else. You
I was
know?
Going to ask you about
luck
that.
Luck and perseverance are the two big things.
Absolutely.
You know?
The Ballroom Cafe sold, was it 400,000 copies or so on ebook, I think?
That's right. In the first few months alone, it sold 150,000. I think we're way up now and we're over the 500,000 mark.
Fabulous.
And it was an Irish bestseller, and so also was my second book, The Judge's Wife. Now, all three of my books have been translated into 10 languages, and I'm actually really big in Norway, would you believe? who'd have thought someone in Barefield would be huge in Norway? But there you go.
Any reason for that, or is it just...
Well, I think the Norwegians are great. They're great readers, you know, and they love their books.
And they've got good tastes, as you.
Well, of course. And they love they love hardback editions. They produce beautiful books, and I was recently over there on a book tour, and I suppose they have great bookshops. They, and of course we have here in Ireland as well. I mean, there's O'Mahony's there in Ennis, and you know, we should always keep our bookshops, because I think they're really important.
Mm. In spite of the e-book and the, which is ironic because obviously it was a very big contributor to your success, and it has wonderful advantages from a shopper's point of view with regards to the availability and access to books. But you want your bricks and mortar stores. An e-book on Amazon will never replicate what you can get in an O'Mahony's or Neeson's and Ennis bookshop, whatever.
Well, you know, going to Easton's and Limerick, going to O'Mahony's and Ennis, and you ask about My Mother's Daughter, they'll know exactly where it is on the shelf, and I think that's really important.
100%, absolutely. They'll know the local connection to it as well.
Exactly.
You've told us kind of the broad outline of the story. What sort of themes are you touching on in the book? Or, I mean, you've got the, for any creative writer, you've got the story, but then there's the broader point maybe that some writers are trying to make.
Well, I suppose any of my readers will know that I always, my books are nearly always in a big old house in Wicklow, because I live in Wicklow now, grew up in County Clare, and my readers know as well that it's always about the friendship of women and how they help each other when things are down. And I love looking at the lives of ordinary people who are dealing with extraordinary challenges every day. And I suppose I see a lot of it here in the Four Courts as well. So we're looking at those broader themes as well of friendship. And as well as looking at how these women come to terms with what has happened 10 years previously in a hospital, and what do they do, and how do they tell their daughters, and where do they go from here? There's a lot of twists and turns. Now, it sounds like a serious topic, but there's a lot of laughs along the way too. My readers know that you'll get a few laughs, as well as you have to have the hanky ready as well, you know?
Of course. Well, look, that's not a bad roller coaster to be on. I would suggest you have no shortage of material or potential ideas and inspiration before you in terms of your day job. Is book number 5 on the way?
Well, would you believe it? Yes, it is. I'm halfway through it. I got a 2-book deal from Orion Books, and My Mother's Daughter is the first book in that. It's my 4th book, but it's my first book with Orion, and I'm halfway through the 5th book now. I'm not saying another word about it.
That's okay. That's fair enough. But the only reason I ask you, it shows the work continues. The 5 o'clock alarm clock is still going off, even though you're on the bestsellers lists, you know?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I think, you know, once you have the writing bug, they say it's a bit like a disease that you just can't get rid of. And, you know, you just sit down, and I'm happiest when I'm writing. And I write every day. And even if it's only a few hundred words rather than a few thousand, it's important to keep that flow going. Because I say the characters that talk to me in my head, and, you know, you want to get their story out and you want to move the story on. It's very exciting to be at that stage of writing a novel where you're sort of in you're in control, so to speak.
And then when the book goes out, but it goes well, does the excitement change to relief? Maybe people actually it.
Yeah, it's a very nervous time at the launch of the book. And even though My Mother's Daughter is my 4th book, I was very, very nervous. And I think that's a good thing, because you want your readers to enjoy the book, and you want people who have read your 3 previous books and say, "Oh, I'll buy an Anne O'Loughlin book too," and they're looking for the same type of experience, and you want them to enjoy it. And so yes, it is nerve wracking, and it is a real relief and really heartening and rather humbling when you end up in the bestsellers list in the first week of publication.
It's available, I know, in Australia and the UK. You've told us about the 10 languages. I'm sure it'll be all over the place soon enough as well. And most importantly for our listeners this morning, it's available locally too as well, I hope, Anne?
It is, of course, yes. It's available in Easton's and Limerick, Mahony's and Ennis, and all good bookstores.
Absolutely. My Mother's Daughter, by Anne O'Loughlin from Bearfield. The best of luck with it, Anne. Continued success.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thanks for joining us. All the very best.
Thank you.
Anne O'Loughlin there.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.